Shelley Buick stood at the bottom of the driveway, squinting up at our pink sandstone ranch as if she had never seen it before. She wore a trench coat fit for Humphrey Bogart and carried a big cloth handbag printed with pineapples and tropical flowers. She could have been on her way to the supermarket if there were one in walking distance, which there wasn't. I had to look twice before I registered what was wrong with the picture. She had forgotten to put on her shoes, and her feet were filthy, almost black with grime. I was in the garage doing science, my father's term for what I was up to anytime I decided to ruin a perfectly good vacuum cleaner or TV remote. I wrecked more than I built, although I had successfully wired an Atari joystick into a radio so I could jump from station to station by pressing the fire button, a fundamentally stupid trick that nevertheless impressed the judges of the 8th grade science fair, where it earned me the blue ribbon for creativity.